Yappa Sox fall in the first game of a three-game set against the Walla Walla Sweets by an 8-5 score on Friday night at Paul Thomas Senior Stadium. Everything started out the way the Sox could have wanted to begin Friday night's game. Four runs in the bottom of the first inning as each of the first five hitters reached base. RBI singles by Cade Benavides and Luca Boscarino had the Apple Sox feeling pretty good early on. The 1-2 offering coming. Hayashi dealing from the third base side of the rubber. Couple looks at second. Now turns and fires home. A breaking ball swung on a hit up the middle through the legs of the second baseman, Hom. Doherty waved around and he will score. It's 1-0 Apple Sox here in the bottom of the first inning. A 1-1 offering coming in. Swung on, hit the opposite way, and it will get into right field. Hartman scores as Luca Boscarino extends his hitting streak to 8 games and gives Wenatchee a 2-0 lead here in the first inning. With one out, Elijah Pelayo hit into a fielder's choice. That would come in handy because he would reach base, not only drive in the run on what would have been a double play ball to end the inning, but also reach first base and then helped execute a double steal that made it 4-0 Apple Sox. 7 batters into the first inning. The pitch is swung on and slapped the opposite way. Hom, the second baseman, flips to the bag for one. The throw to first, not in time. Pelayo able to reach base, another run scores. There are two down in the inning as he reaches on the fielder's choice that goes 6-4 on the putout. And it's 3-0 Apple Sox now in the bottom of the first. He does take off for second here as the pitch misses away. Throw comes to second. Racing to try and come home and getting there without a throw is Boscarino. It's 4-0 Wenatchee. That lead would hold until the sixth inning. Wenatchee had every reason to feel pretty good about their game Friday night. Evan Canfield went 5 innings, only allowed 2 runs, one of which was earned on 5 hits, walked 2, and struck out 4. The 0-2 from Canfield. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Boscarino picks up the loose baseball, sends it to first, and the strikeout completed for out number 2. And it is in the inside edge for strike 3. Took him on. Anthony Brown does ring up Roy Jancic, and the second punch out of the inning is the third of the ball game for Canfield. Now the 1-2. Did he offer at it? On the appeal, he did. Mosey cannot check his swing, and he strikes out. Fourth punch out of the night for Evan Canfield, and two down here in the fifth inning. The two runs that Canfield did allow came in the top of the fourth inning, cutting the lead in half. And then the Sweets cashed in with 3 runs in the top of the sixth inning, all with 2 outs as 6 consecutive hitters reached base. And the first 3 would all come around to score against reliever Tristan LaMaison as he surrendered runs for the first time in his third appearance of the season. Wenatchee did get a run back in the bottom of the sixth inning. A 2-out RBI single by Elijah Pelayo for his second RBI of the day and third in the last 2 days. The 2-2 is swung on and dumped into center field, a base hit. Gonzalez is waved around third and he will score to tie this game up. Another 2-out RBI single by Elijah Pelayo, and it's 5-5 in the bottom of the sixth inning. So that made it 5-5. We went to the seventh and the Sweets retook the lead. Leadoff man Andrew Graham reached. A hit by pitch against Stephen Hom with one out, but runners at first and second. They recorded a double steal, but then Luka Rujancic drew a walk to load up the bases before a wild pitch ended up being the difference in this ballgame. Andrew Graham came home on the wild pitch. The Sweets took the lead, and that was all they would need. They would score 2 more in the ninth inning to add some insurance, and they take an 8-5 triumph in the series opener. Wenatchee will be taking on Walla Walla again on Saturday night. Another 6:35 p.m. first pitch. And the Sox looking to snap a 2-game losing skid. As first pitch at 6:35 before the series finale on Sunday at 5:35 p.m. Got an extra bedroom in your house? Consider hosting an Apple Sox player this summer. Wenatchee Apple Sox players come to the Apple Capital of the World from all across the country and need homes to stay in. Players are great role models for children and can become your new favorite player to root for at each home game. The Apple Sox thank host parents by giving them free season tickets. To learn more about becoming a host parent, please email info@applesox.com. Apple Sox games are the perfect summer plan for kids of all ages. Kids 11 and younger get in free for all 31 home games this summer thanks to the Wenatchee Valley YMCA. Simply come to the ticket booth with your youngster to get in for free or use the code APPLEKIDS at checkout while purchasing tickets online at applesox.com/schedule. While you're at it, check out AppleSoxCamps.com to sign up for youth clinics with our players and coaches this summer. I'm Joel Norman, joined by new Apple Sox infielder Roberto Gonzalez. And Roberto, you just got into town yesterday, joining the team. Tell me about what first impressions of what Anchi and the team are like so far.
And it was pretty nice. I like the city and all that. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty warm for you. But also compared to California, though, so this isn't much, is it?
I mean, it's a small town compared to LA, you know. But I mean, it's fine. I like it.
Tell us what you bring to the team here. You know, you're a guy who's going to be, you know, a big infield addition to this group. What are you looking forward to doing with the Sox?
I mean, I'm a fast guy, probably like putting the ball in play. Like pretty much my speed is going to talk, and mostly my glove.
What's the biggest thing you're trying to work on this summer with the Apple Sox?
Mostly my glove and probably like more like having more power and all that. But it's pretty much, yeah.
You talk about the glove. What positions do you like to play the most in the infield? And, you know, what are you trying to maybe get some reps at?
I'm trying to get more reps at third. And then mostly, if I can, outfield too. But, like, mostly at third.
What do you like about playing third base? I mean, that's the hot corner. Ball comes quick.
I mean, what I like is, like, you got to be, like, ready, you know? Like, you can't be looking around and all that. You got to be ready and wait, like, looking for the ball and all that. That's why.
You played summer ball before, if I'm correct. Was it the California Collegiate League, I think?
Yeah, I did. I played with the Royal Seco Saints.
What was that experience like?
It was pretty fun. I like it. I like the coaching and all that. It was pretty fun. I like the competition. It was pretty good.
What'd you learn about playing every day? It's a big difference from the school season.
What I learned, it was like you gotta be ready. You gotta be ready. You can't be taking anything for granted, and then you gotta be working every single day to be playing every day.
What's the biggest thing you do to maintain your stamina in a summer ball season? Obviously, you know, getting a more extended opportunity in a way here, but what's one of the things you have to do to be ready every day?
You got to take a good rest. Like, take your rest once you're going to, like, take your eight hours sleep, and that's pretty much it.
Let's talk about you joining the Apple Sox. We're chatting with Apple Sox infielder Roberto Gonzalez. You were a guy who was signed, I think, right when the season started. You were going to be coming in here in late June. What was that phone call like, and what was the decision like?
I mean, it was I was pretty surprised because I thought I was going to play because, like, you know, like, it was late in the season and all that. But, like, I was happy to join the Apple Sox, like, because I was trying to, like, play and all that, get some reps, get some, like, playing time, you know. And then I was glad I joined you guys.
What was that jump for you like from junior college baseball to playing at Cal State Northridge?
It was different. I was like, it was way different. Especially the competition was hard and all that, but like still like same ball, like you gotta hit, you gotta get the balls and all that.
What was the biggest adjustment maybe for you from JUCO to D1 ball?
Big adjustment, it was like staying relaxed, don't try to do too much.
Yes, it could be something that I would imagine over the course of a season. It's like you got to settle yourself down sometimes, right?
Yeah, especially because you're like a different level. You can't be like doing everything, especially at JUCO. Like, you think you're the guy, and then you go to D1, and then you're like everyone's equal. Like you got more people, so you just got to be relaxed.
Absolutely. What's it like joining a team like the Apple Sox? I'm sure you've seen the standings. The team right now top the North Division, but a slim lead on a couple of opponents. How fun is that to be joining a team who's got postseason aspirations?
It's pretty fun, like especially because like we're winning and all that, and then it's pretty fun to join them, and especially hopefully we win more games and then we make it to playoff.
First day with your teammates, I imagine it's tough to know a couple names. Are there any guys you knew coming to the Apple Sox already?
Not really. I was like, I'm brand new here, so I don't know anyone. But like, especially like, I'm gonna get to know them, and then especially like get together, and then I was like, have fun.
Yeah, and jumping right into the lineup here today. That's one good way to get to know everyone.
Yeah, especially.
Absolutely. Well, Roberto, thank you for joining us. Good luck here today.
Thank you, you guys.
Apple Sox fans, get ready for baseball. The Apple Sox are getting ready to host their longest homestand of the season with 6 games in as many days from June 21st to 26th. Don't miss out on special event days such as Bark in the Park Night on Sunday, $2 off Tuesday, and Win Anchi Wednesday. Tickets are available online now at applesox.com/schedule. Win Anchi Apple Sox Baseball, celebrating summer one inning at a time. Putting a bow on things here from Paul Thomas Senior Stadium after the Apple Sox fall to the Walla Walla Suites of the first game of the weekend set. Walla Walla scores 8 runs on 13 hits, commits 1 error, and strands 11 men on the base paths. The Apple Sox score 5 runs on 6 hits, 1 miscue, and 7 men left on. The win goes to David Ricard. He gave up 1 run in the 6th inning to tie the game up, but the Swedes picked him right back up as they scored one in the top of the seventh to retake the lead for good. He is now 1-1 on the season. J.D. Goodcase falls to 0-2. In 3 1/3 innings on the bump, he surrendered 3 runs, all earned on 5 hits, 3 walks, and 1 strikeout. Save to Josh Arbaugh, his first of the season. A scoreless ninth inning. 2 men reached against him on a leadoff double and a one-out walk. And he was able to strand them with back-to-back flyouts to center field to wrap up the game. Time of the game, 2 hours and 47 minutes in the first game of this 3-game set between the Apple Sox and the Walla Walla Swedes. The series continues on Saturday night again at 6:35 p.m., and that wraps up on Sunday at 5:35 p.m. A rare loss for the Apple Sox at home, but a chance to try and bounce back as they will send Brewster native Quincy Vassar to the bump on Saturday. He is 1 strikeout away from recording 100 in his career, so it'll be exciting to likely see him achieve that feat tomorrow night and hope to give the Apple Sox a chance to set up a rubber match on Sunday. Back-to-back losses for the first time this season for the Apple Sox in league play, and they'll be looking to bounce back. We'll take the air on the Apple Sox Radio Network at 6:10 p.m. for the Apple Sox pregame show presented by Kennedy Real Estate Group. That does...